Have we started?
We're recording, so start one of you ones.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to Why is Herrick Crying? Why are you being so sarcastic?
Oh, no, I was mocking you, but I didn't expect it to start recording at that point.
Well, we did, so
hello.
Bad luck to you. Hello.
That's not sarcastic.
Welcome to, I already said it, Why is Herrick Crying? We're back.
After a very long break.
After a very long, not relaxing break. Has anyone asked for us to come back?
Yeah, we've had a couple of people.
A couple of tweets.
I've actually had a very relaxing break, so.
Yeah, you have.
You've had a torrid break.
I've just been working. I'm exhausted.
I've been working as well.
Barely. I think you worked maybe 5 days out of the last 3 months, would you say?
No, because I've been doing gigs as well.
How many gigs are you doing? Averaging one every fortnight?
No, about 10 every fortnight.
10 a fortnight? Not
yeah,
true.
Big time. How do
not
you know
true.
That?
I just
you don't know
that.
My diary.
I've been near you.
Hello.
I do know your diary. Should I introduce you?
Yes, please.
This is Sunil Patel. You might recognise him from the Asian Network.
No, it wasn't the Asian Network. It was BBC Two.
Oh, BBC Two.
Stop
Asian
trying
Network
to disparage
the
achievements of people of colour, please.
I'm not. I don't know how to say it. I was pronouncing it wrong earlier.
What, BBC Two?
I was putting too much emphasis on Asian, apparently.
And this is Elliot J. Fallows.
Hello. Welcome aboard.
Very nice. That's nice. Why don't you do something
like
that?
That was nice. Mm-hmm. That was professional.
And this is Harriet. What's your middle name?
Don't forget you. Don't pretend you don't know my surname.
No, I know your surname. Annette. Harriet Annette Kemsley.
Yeah.
What does the J stand for in J Fallows?
Jokes. Jokes galore.
Whoa.
Didn't expect that, did you?
Didn't expect that. Yeah. I thought it might have just been like a J. Like, that's always quite mysterious, isn't it?
Oh, J-A-Y?
What's your middle name?
Dinesh. Why are you laughing at that?
I don't know.
Why is everyone laughing at my middle name?
Don't know.
It's not that funny.
SDP.
What? Still laughing? Okay.
I don't know why.
SDP.
You just don't seem like a Dinesh.
What is a Dinesh?
I don't
apart
know.
From Kumail's character in
Dineshes.
Silicon Valley.
Oh.
He's called Dinesh.
That's what I think I was trying to remember.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I'm not like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Not a nerd.
No way. No way. You're
very
a nerd.
Rich, though, isn't he?
Yeah. So
in Silicon
like
Valley.
Him at all. How's your bonsai tree?
It's actually dead.
No.
Sadly, yeah, it died while I was away.
Why you just left it? Why didn't you bring it to Edinburgh?
I'm not bringing a tree to Edinburgh.
It's
I
not
left
a tree.
It,
it's very small. It's a plant.
I left
that.
It with my flatmate, Jay Bennett, to look after.
Jay for jokes.
J-A-Y. Jay for J-A-Y. That's her name.
J-A-Y.
And it died. It can't entirely
she
be blamed
killed
on
killed
her.
It. That's what that means. Yeah. She killed the
plant. No, it can't be blamed on her entirely.
Absolutely. If it's in someone's care and it dies, unless it had a disease...
I think
she's to blame.
What happened was it was just really, really hot over July and August.
It was
and it just
hot.
Didn't survive.
Well, did you water it enough?
Yeah. Some would say I watered it too much.
Killed it with love. That's what I do with my plants.
That's what I've done now.
Suffocate them.
We're very alike in that sense and no other. what do we have to report? Thanks for listening again. Thanks for waiting.
Thank you. Yeah,
we didn't give you many updates, but I left it up to Harriet really to do the social media. And
it's just a lot of pressure.
She was very busy. She was very busy doing her Edinburgh show.
We went to Edinburgh.
I was there on holiday, actually.
Sunil, rather than do a show, decided to go on holiday to Edinburgh. How did you find that?
Not relaxing.
You didn't seem relaxed at all.
I went
for
12 days just because I had the. Because we'd agreed to stay in a flat, you, me, and Sean McLaughlin.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't make it at the last minute, so I just came up for a bit of it.
Couldn't make it, just came up for a visit.
Just came up for a visit.
It was quite
Elliot
long,
J. Fallow
yeah.
stayed for a
Elliot
10
stayed
days.
For 10 days and then Sunil stayed. But I don't think you had a nice time. Like, I was trying to monitor like what you were doing. And,
why
like,
were you monitoring what I was doing?
You went to a lot of shows on your own.
Yeah.
And you said, well, I don't know, like it didn't seem like you enjoyed it. You got quite nervous. And
I actually really enjoyed it because it was
that's
the first...
not true.
In hindsight, I know what's true.
Go on then. In
hindsight, it was really
it.
Interesting.
You had a miserable time at the time.
I did not have a miserable time. I had a miserable time on the first day when I booked too many shows to watch in one day. But apart from that, it was lovely.
You said you sat next to a woman and she didn't want you to sit next to her.
No, it didn't say that.
Oh my God, why?
I don't remember that.
Is this the power move thing we were just talking about?
What?
We just discussed
I think this
what
is
a
gaslighting.
Power move was. Stop gaslighting me.
No, what do you mean?
You said you sat next to a woman and she didn't want you to sit next to her and you just felt really... lonely and...
That is absolutely not what I said.
Too many shows.
Are you talking about yourself?
You just felt alone and like Edinburgh was a bit much and it's very nice to be surrounded by everybody, but sometimes you just need a break and it's relentless how you do a show every day and it goes on for far too long.
So that's Harriet's Edinburgh that she's talking about there. I had a lovely time. I thought it was fun watching people's shows without having to think about your own one. So it was a lot more enjoyable.
Really, the
and you really actually you actually like watch it with a sense of enjoyment.
Usually, do you compare? You think this is better or worse?
No,
than
I didn't
show?
Actually, which is really nice because when you're there,
you didn't this time, but you do usually. That's
when you do,
saying.
You think people are comparing you to other shows, but I wasn't at all. I was like interested to see.
But
what
you have in the past, otherwise you wouldn't even know about that.
Why are you being like this?
God, like, next time I see you in an audience, I'm gonna be like, guys, compare.
I wasn't.
I
literally just said
bad,
I wasn't
better or worse.
This
twisting
time,
my
but
words. You thought about it before. That's what I was saying. So I lived
nice
with
time.
Both of them.
Who was better?
And Sean.
Well, Elliot, what did you go and see shows on your own?
I went to some shows on my own.
Exactly, and it's fine.
Elliot's good at it, though.
I went to some with people I know.
Yeah.
So did I.
He got a good mix.
Yeah.
I did as well.
I don't remember you going to a show with anyone.
Oh, well, all right, right. Let's get the diary out.
How is that proof?
I'm looking to see which ones I went with on my own. That one, two, three...
Oh, this is
I
fun,
reckon
isn't
like
it?
60% of them, at least, I went with other people.
It's just, there's no way of proving it. I didn't see you.
I'm
with
telling
anybody.
You, you have to take my word for it.
And also, did you really like go with them?
Or yeah,
you
kind or of were just, they
was I really
just there?
Was
yeah.
I really there?
So my experience with both of you was different.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Elliot. I think he might be a front runner.
Well, of course he's going to be, because you don't want to say it's me, do you?
Well, no, because it wasn't. we got really into Last Man Standing.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Allen, great show.
A Tim Allen sitcom that we watched in the mornings. So it was very enjoyable. But then with you, I got really into Gordon Ramsay's Hotel Hell and, surprisingly, Escape to the Country.
That was interesting, wasn't
we
it?
We really enjoyed Escape to the Country. Yeah.
So you're basing us on what TV shows you watch with us?
Well, I don't know what else we did together, really. What else was there?
We had a couple of lunches.
We had some lunches. Elliot complained less about what I did. You complained more.
What did I complain? You left bags of rubbish in the middle of the kitchen.
I did not.
She refuses. Do you know she refuses to take
rubbish
out? She refuses. She thinks it's a
man's
job.
I did all the other jobs. I don't think it's a man's job, but I just haven't. It's not a me job.
It's not a Harriet job.
It's not a me job.
You'll attract mice and stuff with that kind of nonsense.
And she did.
Oh,
and
was,
she certainly
there
did.
There was a mouse, which you knew was there and nobody told me.
No, you're not meant to know that we knew.
Oh my God, so you discussed it.
Oh, you enjoyed living with Elliot then?
You knew and you never told me.
We saw it once and then we decided it would be in your best interest.
Conspiracy?
To not know about it.
Yeah, but instead,
you say conspiracy
I found
again?
It. Well, did I say it wrong?
No, you just lisped.
I knew and I didn't, and I was hoping no one noticed. I'm very tired.
So they knew about the mouse and didn't tell you?
They knew about the mouse, they didn't tell me. And so instead, on my one day off out of a whole month, it was ruined by a mouse. I was at home and there was a mouse,
was that the
and
day...
I had to go in the bedroom, and then there was a spider, which Evelyn Mock said that she also had this spider, and she put it out the front door, and then it had come back
it's
into
the
room
spider,
when she stayed
just,
in my room.
Anyone listening, it's not the same
she
spider.
Said she said it was exactly the same spider. She saw a picture of it.
Yeah,
she
fine.
Said, that spider I put outside 2 weeks ago, and it's come back in from outside.
Okay.
Why don't you believe it's the same spider?
I don't want to believe this. I don't want to believe
it. Wasn't it big?
It was very big.
So I had to wait until Sunil arrived to help with the spider, but then he absolutely panicked. And so then we managed to get it into a glass, and then we had to wait
we
for
did
Sean.
I did not panic. I had to get her to stop panicking.
It was very
Then
scary.
Put a glass
it was
on
so
it.
So big.
And then I put a flyer underneath it, and then
Sean's
she wouldn't
first.
Help me take it out the front, so we had to wait for Sean.
No, you were all wobbly. I didn't think you could.
What do you mean I was
thought
wobbly?
You were going to let it loose.
That's why you wouldn't
you
let me out.
You acted bigger than now and again, you'd go like, whoa!
That's not, I did not, you know I did not scream.
That does sound like a noise you'd make.
Like a little shriek, and then you'd kind of jump.
You were making
surprisingly
shrieks.
Light on your feet, actually, if you see a mouse.
I had no problem with the mice.
Did you do anything about the mouse?
No, what she, did, what she did,
didn't do anything.
What she did was it just put more and more rubbish on the floor in the room. That's what she does with mice.
Also, when
Absolute
Elliot
tip.
Was there, it was during the period when Sean had an onion in the fridge,
oh,
which
that onion.
Stunk so badly.
It didn't. I smelled it. It
every
smell
time I
opened
the fridge, I thought I was going to be sick. I was trying to get a yogurt innocently, and the
onion
was overpowering.
For three of the days, the onion wasn't there.
Well, it was a phantom onion.
And then at the end, in the last week, she thought the onion was there, but it wasn't. We let her just bang on about it, but it wasn't even there.
Well,
lies.
The smell lingered. That's
all,
how strong the smell
was. All you've done
was
in this podcast is lie.
Snail's got a new hat as well. That was a big highlight, wasn't
it?
He turned
the subject.
Up with a cap.
Turn up with
everybody
cap now,
was impressed.
He's wearing it now.
Winner of the Edinburgh right Panel now. Prize.
For your best hat.
Best hat. Spirit of the Fringe. Best hat. So I had a lovely holiday. Thank you.
You didn't.
What,
I don't
saying
think you
I
had
a lovely
holiday. You were desperate to leave. You kept saying you were going to leave earlier and change your train. I don't think you had a lovely holiday. I was there.
It wasn't like the best holiday I've ever had, but it doesn't mean I didn't have a nice...
What was the best holiday you ever had?
Well, I would say it was probably Portugal.
Really?
Yeah.
When was that?
I think it was just... Oh, I was about 25.
I don't believe you.
Why not?
I don't think you've ever been to Portugal.
I've been to Val de Lobos or something like that. Mm. Valley of Wolves, is it? I think.
Valley of Wolves. No.
No, we went to Portugal to my friend's parents' house. It was lovely.
I got you a present.
Power move.
Power
Absolute
move. Power
move.
You give someone a present, they don't have a present. You say, don't worry about it. I just saw it and I thought of you.
You know this is going to come back on you.
Nope.
Well, it's not.
Nope. So this is a present that I got for you from the
We
Edinburgh
should video
Festival.
These. Can you let us know if you want us to video these podcasts so you can see how much she's lying in her face or expressions? Oh, that's actually quite nice.
Very
you got me a print.
Carefully got you Ooh, a print.
Oh, that's not careful at all. What you're doing there?
To take it up.
Oh, don't Thank be a poster you. Of your show. A poster of yours and Sean's shows.
Here we are.
Or just yours.
Just mine.
There's three of them there.
Hang that up. That one's for my mum.
You haven't actually got this for me.
Hang
you just
up.
Got loads
yeah,
of these
no,
left.
I got it for you. I got three from my agents. They got a tube.
What do you want me to do with this? This is very nice of you to give
I'll
me...
I'll sign it for you, shall I?
Oh, this is low. This is absolutely low.
No, what are you doing?
I'm just popping it there. If anybody wants to win a signed print of Harriet's show poster, please...
That's a gift. You
what can they do to win
a
this?
Gift.
No, you've got loads more, though.
No, I've only got two more, but that's for... Yeah, I could give it out, but I'm not giving away your one.
I can't get that home.
Of course
I'll
you
crush
can.
It.
You can take the tube.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Did you get
Why did you get me that? Why did you do that?
So you'd like it. You can put it up in your bedroom. You can get it framed.
I hope people out there who are looking for the best way to manipulate people are taking notes from Harriet Kemsley's behaviour. Why don't you write a book called How to Manipulate People?
Deal.
Actually, I'll help you write it. I can ghostwrite it.
What do you mean ghostwrite it?
The 50 laws of Harriet Kemsley.
You can't ghostwrite it if you just say that you're going to ghostwrite it. A ghostwriter should be invisible. You just outed yourself as the ghostwriter.
Are ghosts invisible?
Oh, dear. This tube is not... So did you Thank like you so your
Do I have to frame this?
Absolutely.
What is it, A4 or
A3? If you just stick that up without a frame, I'll be very offended.
Blue tack.
Don't you blue tack that.
I'll put it in our kitchen. How about that?
No, in your bedroom.
I can't put stuff up on the wall.
Why?
Because you can't just not wall... I don't want to. It's going up in the kitchen. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, so we had a lovely time.
We had a lovely time and now we're back.
I'm back, quite enjoying being back. What am I talking about? I didn't even do Edinburgh. I didn't. I don't deserve...
You haven't done anything. I mean, to be fair, neither of you, Elliot. Like, neither of you. I was the only one working.
You hear that, Elliot?
I've been attending my day job.
You just got punched in the face.
Yeah, he has been working at a day job.
I was filming stuff, so...
Still filming, were you? If anybody wants to check out Sunil, he's on the BBC Two Asian network.
No, it's not the Asian network. It's BBC Two. Stop saying that. It's called BBC Two.
No, that's the channel. Yeah. It's not just called... The show isn't called BBC
no,
Two on BBC Two.
It's called Big Asian Stand-Up.
There we go. Thank you. Yeah. And you look very happy. There's a photo of Sunil where for the publicity shots, and he looks absolutely delighted.
I look very happy.
He looks so happy to be there. I really recommend checking it out.
Have you seen it?
We watched a clip.
Oh, did
me
you?
And Bobby
oh,
and,
that's nice. A clip of it.
Made
okay.
us laugh. Yeah, I didn't watch the whole thing. I had to download it. But yeah, really enjoyed that clip. Really liked it.
Yeah, I've seen all your stuff as well online. Have you ever done the Big Asian Stand-Up?
I have never been asked.
Elliot, have you?
No, I nearly
no,
did.
No, there you go.
He nearly did.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Neither of you did.
So what have you done since you got back?
I watched two films in one day, both terrible. Ant-Man and Black Klansman.
I think you need to do more things.
Excuse me, you were the one telling me the other day how proud
I was of you. You
how envious you are of me doing lots of stuff and you don't do any stuff.
No, well, I'm busy working, so I feel envious of all your free time.
No, that's not true.
It's like, oh, it's nice you came up
to
do what you want.
It's so nice for you to go on all your...
Been doing loads of gigs and went to Kew Gardens.
You went to Kew Gardens?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, because I was invited, but then we discussed it, and then I left, and I thought, why the fuck am I going to go to Kew Gardens on a Thursday? And
absolutely delightful.
You had a nice time.
It was really nice.
What was your highlight?
I think it was the flesh-eating plants.
Whoa!
Went to the bonsai section. It was very small.
You should have brought your bonsai. Oh, sorry. Oh God, that wasn't even.
No, it was actually very small. Only had 8 bonsais in there.
You should have brought.
What are you laughing at, Elliot? My joke.
Almost.
Almost. You should have brought your bonsai and you could have cremated it and left it among the bonsais.
You want me to bring a bonsai to Kew Gardens and burn it?
And then have a bonfire. and then leave it among its friends and then it would be with the spirit. Okay. What have you done with it now?
It's just dead in my room.
Just in your room. Maybe it will come back.
Maybe.
But have you thought about... Someone said if you put coffee in a... If you feed a tree coffee...
I'm more than willing to take the advice of someone that told you you could put coffee in it.
What's that? A plant that's alive.
It's a cactus. They don't die.
You don't have to do anything.
Yeah. It's actually grown a bit at the top. You've done well there.
Yep, thank you.
Is it real?
Yes, it is a real cactus. Those are flowers. They're alive.
Dying hard.
Alive. Not some of them aren't even sprouted.
Yeah, they're not going to sprout now, are they?
Yes, they are. Of course they are. That one's bud, like that's the buds coming out. Anyway, good for you.
So if you'd like to win a signed copy of Harriet's show poster, I don't know, put a comment. I don't know, what should I do?
What's the saddest GIF you've ever received?
That's good.
That's what they got to send us.
Hmm? Why would that be relevant?
Because it's like sad podcast, good gift.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, good gift. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know how they get that to us. Have we got an email?
It's like, why Harriet cry?
I
do know the email. I'm logged into it at all times. Harriet crying@outlook.com? No one has ever emailed. No mail.
I've never even heard of it. When did you open that? Why Outlook?
I just work.
Okay.
I'm a Hotmail girl, you know. No mail.
No mail today?
Someone did email once, but it's gone. It's gone now.
So. All right, what have you been crying about?
Oh, well, I mean, I've been very busy. I've cried a lot. But before Edinburgh, I had... Wait, what?
I didn't see you cry in Edinburgh. Oh, yeah, apart from your show.
Oh, yeah, I cried in my show. Before Edinburgh, I was going to go on a mini break. So, the weekend before Edinburgh, people were going to Edinburgh. I decided instead, my friends were going to Ibiza, Sanini Alona, my best friend, and Paz is over from China. And so I thought, I'll go over to Ibiza for 2 days. They're going for a week, but I can be involved. I can still go, even though it's August and like everyone, like Edinburgh starts, I'll still be involved. And so I booked to go for 2 days and it was very exciting. And I turned up at the airport and the plane was delayed. That's fine. It was good, actually. We had more time to have dinner and Sanini was late. And so we had dinner.
And what, sorry?
Sanini was very late.
Right, okay, yeah.
So we sat there. It was a few more hours delayed. And there's quite a lot of people. People that are going to Ibiza.
What about them?
I mean...
That's you, though.
I know. You know when you look around and you think, oh,
do
God.
Tweet in if you've been to Ibiza and you're one of the people that Harriet doesn't like.
Awful. Please don't tweet. very loud.
Ibiza's a party place, though, isn't
it? Apparently. Mm. That's what we learned.
oh, you learned that. Okay.
But then it went on and then it got to like 12:30 and then they were like, finally, we boarded the plane. 12:30 at night. We sat on the plane and... people going to a bit very angry. They couldn't drink on the plane. Very angry. After we sat on the... Just take a bite of Snickers while I was telling the story. And then an hour after we sat in their plane, they said, this plane's not taking off. You're not going to Ibiza. People are very angry. Alona cried. I held the group together. I was the strong one. Don't write in Ilona or Sonini. I was the strong one that held the group together. No need to respond. And then we went and then we had to go back through. So they're like, that's it. You can't go on holiday. What's happening? Why are you both looking like that?
We're just listening to the story.
Is it what are you doing? Eating Snickers. Eat it quieter.
Just carry on. Please carry on with your story.
Am I talking too much? I was just telling you. Asked me.
I'm listening to your story.
Yeah, and so so then he's chewing really loudly, but he's moved the microphone away. I'm sorry, you can't sit for 5 minutes without a Snickers. So then we had to walk back through passport control, which was so sad because we hadn't been on a holiday. We were still there. But then we had to walk back through and then we had to go to luggage. And then they said, you can't go. Your holiday's over. And then they said, and then another woman came out and she said, what you should do is you should book flights. You should go, just book them. They'll reimburse you. But then we were like, we didn't know. We didn't know what to do. Everyone was angry. They were shouting. It's like 2 a.m. at this point in Gatwick. We've been there for hours. Sunini less so because she was late. And then they were like, right, we've got to book. And so they had to book a flight. But I didn't know if I could go. And then we had to go and find somewhere to stay. And so but all the hotels were booked because so many flights were cancelled. And then we had to get an Uber. And Ilona was very upset at this point. So I held the group together, as I said a few times. And then we had to get an Uber. And then all the Ubers were cancelling because they didn't want to take us. And then we eventually got to this bed and breakfast. And then they gave us the keys. And me and Tanini walked into our room. And in our room was a family asleep. It was a very badly run B&B. And then we slept for a few hours and we woke up the next morning and there was just like holes in the curtains and the sunlight streaming through. And then we went back to Gatwick, spent all the next day at Gatwick until 6 o'clock when Ilona and Sneeney got on a flight to Gatwick. And then I had to go back home after 24 hours at Gatwick Airport without going on holiday. And I had a little cry as I walked away.
Okay. That's that episode. So that was your holiday experience.
That was my holiday. 24 hours at Gatwick Airport.
Did they enjoy Ibiza?
Yeah, they had a great time. Absolutely great time.
You keep saying you were brave and you held everyone together. Yeah. I suspect that's not true in any way.
Yeah.
Who actually held it together?
Sunini.
Really, arrived late and held it all together?
No, I actually did. It turns out in a crisis, I am not too bad.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Ilona just couldn't handle it because she was so sad. She wanted to go on holiday. And I was sad too, but it was very late.
I always think it's the unplanned things that are so fun, aren't they?
What do you mean fun?
It's like, ah!
Perhaps jumped on
She's
into
done
that.
It again. Harriet, please. Harriet,
loves
please.
You.
I know she loves
she
me.
She loves you. Why would you treat her that way?
I didn't treat her anyway. I always think she's going to dig her claws into me. Sorry for screaming. That was the cat.
What do you mean the that was, it wasn't.
Can you just get tanked up in the old airport?
It was an absolute disaster.
Yeah, you're not going on holiday. Just make the best of the situation.
No, but I didn't know that until it was too late.
Yeah, the plane's late. Just get hammered in the in the airport.
Oh, well, I hope you have a really lovely 24-hour holiday to Gatwick. The next holiday you plan to Portugal,
I'd make the most of it.
I did make the most of it. It was very nice to spend time with them, but it was not how I envisioned it. And then I just had to go back home in the rain to Streatham. I didn't go on holiday.
That is quite sad, yeah.
With my suitcase still.
Yeah.
And then EasyJet haven't given me any money back.
But they're giving you the price of the flight back?
No.
Why not?
Well, they said they'll give me the first flight back, but they wouldn't give me a return flight. But I didn't return because I didn't go. Do you know what I mean?
What's the legal situation there?
I don't know. They said
I haven't bothered to look into it.
I've got to look into it.
But you've been really busy just working and stuff.
I've been so busy working and stuff.
What have you been doing?
Could you look into it for me? You seem to have a lot of free time.
Absolutely not.
Next time you think, should I go to Kew Gardens? You could just look into it maybe.
No. What do you do all day?
Very busy at the moment.
What have you done today?
Had a meeting in town, came back here. In the moment, I'm writing down all my worries. My therapist said to spend 10 minutes just writing down all your worries. So
is that
I did
helping?
That for 10 minutes. No, not really, because I just...
You just read
endless
them
amounts. Yeah, and then I just think, oh God, I have got to... Yeah.
Can you tell us some of your worries?
No.
Okay, let me guess. Cat okay?
Yeah.
Cat being okay? Yeah, there's one.
Yeah.
Run out of milk?
No.
That wasn't one.
Never worried about that, no.
Of course it wasn't. She ran out of milk.
I did run out of milk, so if I had worried about that, I would have
not having enough milk for guests and making them go out and get the milk for you?
Not.
Didn't worry about that one bit.
Does not worry about that at all, actually. No,
because of the...
That did happen, yeah.
What kind of worries would you have? Just wondering now.
I've got pages of worries.
Oh, there's a worry notebook. It's a worry notebook.
These are all my worries.
Oh, what do you mean, 10 minutes,
though?
I've
been doing it for a week. Yeah, well, I just write down.
What happens if you've still got more after 10 minutes?
Well, then you just stop and then
you just
say,
read them back and realise how stupid they are?
No, I don't read them.
Oh. Is it to get it out of your head?
I don't know really why I do it. Why do you think I do it?
Well, your therapist told you to.
I'm worried that I don't have enough time.
You have the same time as anyone else.
I'm much worried.
Time to do what?
I don't know.
Oh. I think that's a common worry.
I wrote that twice.
waste of time.
And then I wrote, I'm worried that I'm wasting my time. Like that.
Are you going to read some more, or is that
I'm just looking.
Looking for the least embarrassing ones. Yeah.
I worry there's not enough time in the day.
Again?
I worry that I'm not relaxing enough.
Oh, my word. I think you are relaxing. I think you are relaxing. You're fine.
I worry about not smoking. I miss smoking. I worry that I'm sad.
these are all reasonable worries, I guess.
Do you think you're meant to read them back?
Not to us, not publicly, no.
I'm worried about my back fat. Worried that I can't relax, that's another one.
Should we all write our worries down for the next episode?
I'm worried that people think that I'm an idiot.
We had this long... Do you remember when we had this long chat with you in Edinburgh? About how you worry that whenever you walk into a room, everyone hates you.
Yes. Yeah.
You still worry about that?
Well, I wrote it down, didn't I?
It's so bizarre. It's so strange. Have you got over that yet?
Oh, dear. That was embarrassing, wasn't it?
There you go.
You got to try, though. I don't know what it's meant to achieve. No, I haven't got over that. Because we were saying, because Sean was so confident, he just walked into a bar where he didn't know anyone. Just thought he'd meet someone. Shh. So confident.
Can you get her off my jacket?
No.
Please, she's clawing. Oh, she's already ripped a hole in it.
Could you hold that, please, Elliot?
I'm sorry. He's horrible.
I'm not horrible. Yeah, lock her in there. Oh, that's not very nice.
I'm going to write in my worry book now. It's what? About you. I've got another really good book, but this was one of the best presents I ever got from Evelyn Mock. It's a notebook that says Harriet Kemsley's list of enemies.
I actually had some input into that, so...
I'd be careful, because...
I'd be in your list of enemies. What? I think
maybe.
That means that they're worthy of your time.
What? Enemies?
Yeah. You shouldn't have anyone in there.
Why?
Well, no one should worry you.
There's no one in there right now, but there will be.
Why?
Well, actually, I did have one enemy, and then I
you made friends. With
yeah,
I felt sorry.
Elliot, sorry. Have you got any enemies?
Not anymore.
Killed them.
You can ask me if I've got any enemies.
Do you have any enemies?
No. Because you're really zen, are you?
Really zen, isn't it?
Yes.
Why have you got your hand up?
Because I'm just relaxing. Just put my hand up there,
it's
relaxing.
Very unnatural.
I'm just hanging my hand off.
It's
don't take a photo. Stop taking
not
photos.
Not so zen anymore, are you?
No.
Don't
like my photo taken without my permission.
Well, talking of that, shall I tell you something really embarrassing that happened?
Yes. Please.
So a friend, a mutual friend of us, a female comic, said that she got, was as a warning, warned that she got pestered by this person. They said they were a big fan of hers, and they said, please could you send a photo of yourself, a headshot, for my partner,
okay,
who loves you.
Right.
And then this friend got a bit suspicious because it was weirdly written and they'd spelt her name wrong. So they're like, if you're such a big fan, why have you written the name wrong? And it turns out this person has an eBay account where they sell headshots.
Signed headshots.
Yeah. And then... it turned out that I had received that same letter that you...
Yeah, I remember this, and you sent it. It's for someone's husband.
I sent a headshot as well as a birthday card for the person's...
Oh, that's really nice of you. That's not embarrassing.
That's not embarrassing.
It feels so embarrassing.
Who is it? Who's the person?
It's a random person. So a random person who
What's
says
What's
their
eBay account? Which is I the don't one know, to avoid.
But one of them is like sexy photos of...
Right, well, remember to avoid that eBay account.
Yeah, but then I haven't... Bobby looked because he really wanted to try and find my... yeah. Probably a picture of me in a duffel coat. so embarrassing.
Sexy photos.
Yeah. So I sent... Cause, and then I like... You know when it suddenly dawns on you and you're like, oh my God,
well,
I
that's
did
not,
that.
It's just
I just think you're being nice, but it was backfires.
So you paid for the postage as well, didn't you?
Paid for the postage, yeah. Wrote a birthday card. Happy birthday!
What was the name?
I can't remember. Anyway, don't buy any pictures off the internet.
If you want a picture, a signed picture of Harriet, get in touch with me because I've got one.
This Snickers is nice.
Ew.
Yeah.
Did you ever find Kate Lucas's debit card?
No, also I lost Kate Lucas's debit card. I've stopped even just losing mine. That was your last night, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was a good impression.
Well, I lost all my wallet.
You lost all your ride without a wallet.
Very brave without
you
it,
seemed,
though, wasn't
I? No, you seemed quite perturbed by it, quite on edge, actually. You weren't
you stopped projecting.
The relaxed person that I thought you were. Got a picture of you with your arm up. Never relax. That's a lovely photo. No, you turned up without... You turned up without anything. It was very on edge. And you paid me back, didn't you? Yeah.
I didn't turn up without anything. I lost my wallet on the third day.
Didn't have a wallet, didn't have anything.
Which is right up your street when other people are in trouble.
I walked to the bar with Kate Lucas's debit card. And then I went to pay off my own account. I was only going to pretend to pay with hers. But then I lost the card within 5 minutes. And she didn't have a card. Why have you got your head in your hands?
It's 18 metres. Yeah. And you've lost something that's not yours.
Yeah. Then she had to cancel it. It was stressful.
It sounds like you just had a very fun time since you know. This is all funny stuff.
What is?
Just everything.
Do you think that's funny? What, your personal sending a birthday card to somebody that's trying to scam you? I hope they felt bad when they got that.
I think it is funny, yeah.
And losing people's belongings and not going on holiday. You think that's a fun time?
Yeah, I think it is.
Great,
quite funny,
fun
actually.
For you. So tell your sad story, try and make you feel something, empathize with people.
I just really hope that you've put some work into this sad story this time. Because I can't remember
story.
The last time you actually researched
it. It just turns
a sad
out
story.
You can't feel anything. That's all that we learned.
You're out.
Also, we had a complaint.
What about?
In Edinburgh. Lulu complained that you said that you could be a therapist really easily.
Yeah, I know. I've got that noted down. I've got to apologise to Lulu.
Could you do that now? Maybe a public apology?
Yeah, it takes a long time to actually train to be a psychotherapist. It's not very easy. And credit to those that do so. Okay. Say something.
Didn't feel heartfelt to me. I didn't what? Believe it. I didn't
Elliot,
believe
did
it.
That feel heartfelt?
I don't know. I don't...
She has a very cute dog, though.
That's got nothing to do with it. She's working very hard to be a therapist. Hello, Lulu. Not, she's can't answer, phone. Can't answer back.
Don't read it over my shoulder. Oh, I'm going to read it to you. God. So let's see if this makes Sunil feel something. Stop reading it.
I'm not. I'm looking into the ceiling.
Family surprises heartbroken grandma with a new best friend.
Absolute rot.
Why?
Go on.
Last month, Matthew saw a sad change in his grandmother, Shirley. It happened after her beloved dog, Kinsey, died, ending their 14 long years together. She was having trouble coping.
40 years?
No, 14. Her husband passed away in 2011, and her and the dog had grown very close. But now her canine companion was gone too. She was always upset and said that she felt empty without her little shadow. That's what my granddad would call her. Wait, what? Who's
the dog?
The dog
is called Shirley.
Oh, the dog. It was the only thing. The dog was the only thing that made her happy.
Have you read this
about
yet?
Her husband. Yes. Shirley's family wanted to help heal her broken heart, and they found the perfect someone for the job.
Guess it's another dog. I think it's another dog, is it? What is it, Harriet?
They went to find Sammy. The day after they met Sammy, they knew he was the perfect fit for my grandmother.
How old Sammy? How long's he got left?
Well, they don't actually say whether Sammy's a dog, but... There's a picture of a dog.
If you've read it, then it'll say it. If you just read it properly.
No, but they never say the word dog.
Is that Sammy there?
That's no, but we don't know. There's never... They say they got Sammy.
Yeah, keep reading.
But there's no mention of whether Sammy is a dog. There's just pictures of a dog.
It's just a guy.
It could just be a guy called Sammy.
Can you just read it?
Sammy is no doubt glad to have a caring human back in his life,
right,
as well.
So Sammy's a dog. There
no,
we, are.
We don't know.
Oh,
that.
I know. Go on. Yeah, yeah. No, fine.
It could be a human,
yeah,
that wants another human. He'll be staying with McVeigh's family, awaiting the day Shirley is well enough to return home. Oh no, where's? Oh, now Shirley's gone. We missed it.
I thought you said you read this.
I did.
It's making me so
where
angry.
Where is Shirley? Oh, Shirley's in hospital. She's in a rehab.
What?
Just took an unexpected twist. Shirley's got addiction, so she's in...
No, that's not true. Don't say that. You don't
ever
slander people.
Replace those who have passed on, of course, but memories steeped with love like those Shirley has of Kinney will always remain, and now new ones will be written with Sammy by her side. At no point does it say that Sammy's a dog, but the pictures are of a dog, but we can't be sure.
What half-assed website is this?
It's my favourite website, thedodo.com. Have you, do you follow it?
No, what is it? Is it animal
oh
news?
Oh, my God. Have you followed it?
No, what is it?
Oh, my God. It is... the most uplifting website.
Oh,
I've
it's
ever
one of those.
On. It is
ugh.
Stories of like, oh, pet found owner finally at last,
yeah,
after
it's,
years
it's
of searching.
It's for the simple minded, isn't it?
Excuse me?
It's for the simple minded.
Do you think it is a dog?
Yes, I think Sammy's a dog.
Very irresponsible to get her a dog.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah, especially with
she's
her addiction.
She's in no fit state.
Yeah.
Well, if she dies and then the dog's left on its own.
That is
dog
true,
will
actually.
Go to someone else.
It's a vicious cycle.
Who will it go to?
Whoever feeds it. Whoever gives it food.
It's her best friend.
Yeah.
Just.
It's her best friend. She's never met him because she's in hospital. But
you met a dog. You actually liked it.
I like dogs. Tuesday. I like dogs.
You met Kit Lucas's dog. You liked
that
it.
That dog was a menace. That dog. That dog is 5 years
it
old
and
it's called Doggy.
It's called Doggy.
It peed on the cafe
Kate
floor.
Likes it very much.
Jumped
Kate,
around.
No, Kate loves it. It's not her, but
it's a very
it's
nice
quite,
dog.
Yeah, it's very nice, but it's quite out of control. And Kate is not putting any control on a dog.
It's not her job.
Me.
To.
I'm not
She's
good at controlling
it.
Dogs. I couldn't. You let the dog control you. That's my attitude.
That's your attitude.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I feel nothing from that story. It was rubbish.
Why?
Woman's dog dies. She
She's
gets another
made a
one.
New best friend. Might be a dog. Might not be a
very
dog.
Very hard to make friends as you get older.
Exactly. Have
but
you made
very easy
new
to buy
recently?
Dogs.
Not easy to buy dogs, actually. Some of them
it
are
is.
Expensive. Some of them...
Get an old one from the home. Get one with issues from a bloody home.
I only want new ones. That's the problem. I know you're meant to get old ones, but I just like the new ones.
The older ones need you more.
I
yeah.
know. But
and they're
I
very nice, the older ones.
I find it a bit needy, a bit pathetic. I like
the... No, the newer ones
new
are needy
ones.
And pathetic.
No, I
Because they're like
a
little baby
one.
Idiots, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're so cute.
Yeah, then they get bigger, like after 6
yeah.
months. And then you get yeah. tired of them and you chuck them in a canal.
Wow.
That's No, you, that's what
no,
I'm saying.
No, I would
you.
Never chuck
people
a dog in a canal.
People who fetishize puppies are the kind of people who would chuck an old dog in a canal.
Well,
there you are, you heard it. You heard it here first.
That's it for this episode. Yeah. Thanks for...
If you don't love it when it's older, you shouldn't love it when it's a puppy.
No, but you have to get to know it.
Get to know it when it's older.
Yeah, but it might, like, it's just a bit old. Like, it's not as fun. Like, puppies are so cute.
They are, actually. Yeah, no, you're right. Thanks for listening.
Are you going to get a dog?
No.
I think you should, though.
I think you should get a dog because you
I've
need something to occupy yourself.
No, you
it's
need something to love.
It's not even your cat,
love.
It's half your cat.
You
need
something,
you
need to,
something love. To love. And you, Elliot, if I can look at me like that.
I'm all right on my own, thanks.
Yeah, I'm fine as well.
Fine.
We're both fine, actually.
I didn't... Okay, that was... It's a very extreme reaction. So where can everybody see you on the Asian
what?
Network?
It's on BBC. Stop saying it's the Asian Network. It's
BBC
not the Asian
two.
Network. God.
BBC Two.
I'm in Brighton Comedia on the 14th.
What?
Comedy Store on the 21st, Friday the 21st.
Ooh.
And then Swansea, Aberystwyth and Brecon. That's later in the month. We're back in a couple of weeks, aren't we? We're back on schedule.
We're back on track.
Damn right.
Cheers.
I did 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown.
So that was on in August,
me,
wasn't it?
You could see me on
Is
the...
Is that on the Channel 4 player?
4OD.
Lovely.
I am very bad at it.
Ooh.
But everyone has been very nice. I thought I was going to get quite badly
You
trolled.
Wouldn't let me watch it?
You can watch it. I don't watch it when I'm
we were in
there.
Edinburgh.
Why
yeah,
am right. I going to watch it?
I said, can I watch it? You said, no.
Yeah, because I was there. It was embarrassing. I was like, no, don't put it
you
on.
You don't like watching yourself on TV?
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Don't you?
No.
Yeah, I haven't watched myself on the anything I've done.
On what?
Anything I've done.
Really? On BBC Asian Network.
BBC
Asian.
Two.
BBC Two. Not Asian. The show. What's the show called?
The Big Asian
Big
Stand-Up.
Asian Stand-Up. and then I've got gigs around the place. Oh, please come to my show. It's going to be in London. Slutty Joan is coming to London at the Albany. Then I'm doing a gig for Sexual Health.
Straight afterwards,
yeah.
In the Albany?
No, somewhere else. So that is for Objectively Funny Festival, which is a very
lovely
good festival.
Festival
run by a dear friend of ours. And there's lots of shows on from Edinburgh. So go down.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. I'm going down.
Are you?
Not for yours, something else.
Why not for mine?
Seen yours.
Would you recommend it?
Yeah. Thought it was a great show.
That didn't sound convincing, actually.
What do you want me
he
to do?
He actually told me that he thought it was really good afterwards.
There you are. I think it's a fantastic
and
show.
And he's never complimented me before.
I have complimented you before.
Name one compliment.
What?
Just name a compliment.
Name a compliment.
What do you mean name a compliment?
Name a compliment.
I like your new chairs that you've got here.
That's not what you said when you arrived, actually. You just said, wow, lots of new desks. That's new, you said. Right. That's new.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Fine. I'll wait 2 weeks for a compliment, shall I? So that's Sunday, 30th of September. I would love to see you there.
Elliot?
You got anything?
Please?
Sean and Elliot, Read the Bible. Brand new
yes!
Okay.
Is it quite slanderous about God?
You can't slander God.
No, we think it's okay. We think it's all right so far. We haven't offended anyone.
Yeah, why is
your foot jutting out like that?
Sorry.
Sorry, Elliot.
Are you done?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, sorry. It's my foot.
We haven't offended anyone yet. 3 episodes in. Thank you. Thank
wait
you
and
for
see.
Doing
game of wait and see.
Do you think we've ever... Oh, yeah, you offended Lulu, so...
Yeah. Anyone can be a psychotherapist. Sean and Elliot, read the Bible.
Whoa.
Okay.
They're the bad
apologies
boys
coming next
of comedy.
Week.
thank you so much. You can follow us at Why Harriet Cry on
Twitter.
And Instagram is
we
Why
don't,
is
We
Harriet
don't update
crying.
The Twitter, so just
yes,
do the Instagram.
Yes, we do.
Do you?
Well...
Do you?
We're also on Facebook. God knows how you log into that account.
Shut down my
and,
Facebook.
And
so
I got
know.
An email. Yeah, that was so sad. Snell left Facebook. Then I was with him when as he logged back in. He only had 7 notifications.
Why would
Three
I have
months,
more?
7 notifications oh. is so
why
sad.
Would, no, no, it's not.
So sad.
No one can tag
you
and stuff.
To
so you can't.
Okay,
yeah, because
thank
your
you
name
so
isn't
much,
on
everybody.
There.
Have a lovely time. We're so glad to be back. Goodbye.
You're so unbelievable.